Are you a working parent, perhaps up now, organising lunches and school bags, juggling the after-school calendar and organising the kids to get to sports practice? And that's along with making sure you're on time for this morning's staff meeting or client catch-up, whatever it may be. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, 25.4% of families with kids aged baby to four have both parents working full-time, and 74.7% of families with children under 15 have mums who are employed. And apparently you are great for business. Why? Let's ask Terry Martin, CEO and founder of The Business Bunch. Hello.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. What makes parents such good employees?
Oh, they're a really unique bunch, to be honest with you. I think having had children and gone through that, the need to kind of manage a household brings about some incredible skills that I really think businesses need to capitalise on in order to kind of drive their business forward.
Some of those things that you've mentioned, I have actually noticed, and we had a chat in the office about it, among the one of our staff members who's got a two-year-old and another mm-hmm. who's got a small child and she's pregnant with her second. But initiative, speed, problem solving, they're excellent at it.
Oh, speed's the one that I actually love, because often, parents are working to a time frame, like I've got to be out to go get the kids. So they're not the ones around the water cooler all day. They're the ones going, you know what, I've actually got to sit down and get things done. And I love that. And I also love that there's kind of no BS with parents as well. You know, they don't have time to play politics. They've really got such, meaningful time where they've got to get the work done, and they just focus on that. And it's that initiative and the leadership skills that they learn at home as well. There's just so many of those benefits that businesses could tap into.
Yeah, wrangling a toddler, you don't really want to wrangle a staff member at work. Ain't nobody got time for that, right? Is that what they say?
Kids at home, not at work. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Also, does it come back to, there's a work ethic in that too. Does it come back to being a good role model by encouraging their children to succeed?
Oh, absolutely. And I know there are statistics around that when, for example, if children see their mothers that are working, that they often then go on to do better themselves as well. I think it's really, really important to see that you can balance work plus home life, and use the skill sets in both of those areas, in both ways. I think it's really, really important for children to see that as well.
Now, you mentioned mums, and I touched on some ABS figures that you supplied me. In 2022, 81% of single-parent families had an employed single mum. You've said that that's a surprise to you. Why?
I think it was more the surprise of whether these women are actually enjoying the work they have to do. I think there's some statistics that say there's lots of people working. What I hear on the ground is, are they actually enjoying what they're doing, and do they actually feel they're balancing their home life with their work life? And that's where I think the nuance is. I've got, a lot of people I had two people last year come to me and say, oh, I actually have had a child, I'm trying to go back into work, and they won't allow me to go back part-time. And I was like, in 2022, is that really the case? And yeah, it is. So
job sharing? That seems to happen. It happens in our workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what it is about companies now being flexible to different options. So we think about the 9-to-5, and the 9-to-5 is very hard on parents when they've got to work and then go home to the family life. And 9-to-5 was created in the 1800s. It actually got in the mainstream by Henry Ford in the 1920s. That's 100 years ago, that's a lifetime ago, right?
Yeah.
That's when men worked and women were at home and looked after the house and the home and the children. We all know that's changed now, but yet there's still this mindset that 9-to-5 is the only way to go. And I think what business owners need to do is go, how can I tap into this resource but do it slightly differently and empower my workforce to be able to do their best?
Well, give us some examples then. How do organisations have to adapt for working parents? A couple of practical examples.
100%, you have to be open to not always working full-time, and allow people to work part-time offerings and ensure, and when you're hiring parents, often they'll still get the work done because they're so focused and driven and work at a really fast speed. And you're right, job sharing as well, for the right environments where people can actually, two people can do the one job. It's just being open, I think, and talking to these people and saying, what would work for you? This is what the business needs. what do you need and how can we make that work together? Because I think you get very, very loyal employees as well if they feel like they can actually balance their home and their career.
And what about a couple of days working from home?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. Well, COVID's right, throwing everything out the window. And of course, there's huge debates about whether or not we need to be in the office or working from home and hybrid. And I won't go into that. But essentially, yes, if you can work from home one day and perhaps throw a load of washing on while you're still doing your work and you're able to manage those things collectively, again, you'll get people who are loyal, they want to work, they want to do well because you're enabling them to manage their lives better.
And those little changes are just a tiny price to pay for the benefits that working parents bring.
Tiny, tiny price, I think, that working parents can bring. Absolutely agree.
Terry Martin, CEO and founder of The Business Bunch, thank you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Kim.